Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Megan Niederwerter, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Niederwerter.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
As part of its February e-newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center has released its monthly global and domestic swine disease monitoring reports. First of all, what are the highlights of the domestic report?
The domestic report showed that the PRRS virus detection was fairly similar to the previous month, but there was a report showing that the number of sequences detected and classified as the lineage 1C variant was the highest in three states, including Missouri, Iowa, and Minnesota during January of 2023. The advisory group really emphasized that biosecurity protocols and procedures and grow finish would be important to reduce the lateral transmission of PRRS. And we're also planning an upcoming webinar on February 21st at 11 o'clock Central. This is going to cover the PRRS lineage 1C variants, as well as a new strain that has emerged in Spain over the last 2 years called Rosalia. We're going to bring together expertise on the clinical manifestation of these new PRRS viruses, the production losses, best methods for detection and limiting spread, and also understanding what they have found to be successful in control and elimination from herds. You can register for that webinar on our website, swinehealth.org. The other aspects of the domestic monitoring report included an increase in PEDV from January compared to December. And the advisory group really highlighted that there are several lessons that we can learn from the previous outbreaks of porcine delta coronavirus, as well as PEDV. And that includes sampling and testing growing animals at placement, as well as at marketing, to identify not only infection of the herd that you are testing, but also to allow you to increase your biocontainment protocols and principles, again, to prevent spread from that single site. They also mentioned the importance of transport, cleaning and disinfection, biosecurity auditing, continuous employee training, as well as monitoring farm warehouse entries as methods and routes to reduce enteric coronavirus outbreaks. The other aspect of the domestic monitoring report was Mycoplasma hyopneumoniae. In 2022, the level of percent positive detection in adult and sows was the lowest that it has been since 2011. It was 14.5% of the sow herds that were tested, and the prediction model is actually showing a continuous decrease in 2023 for Mycoplasma hyopneumoniae. The advisory group really highlighted that this is because elimination programs have been successful at eliminating Mycoplasma hyopneumoniae, and commented that one of the key factors in a successful elimination program is having a large stock of negative gilts at the end of the elimination program.
Zeroing in on PRRS, why is the lineage 1C variant of particular concern?
When we see an increase in the lineage 1C variant, we know that it has increased with regards to detection, but also increased with regards to geographic distribution. And we're learning again about best practices for mitigating disease associated with these lineage 1C variants. Also, what have been the successful strategies in the field for eradication and return to baseline with these lineage 1C variants? We really want to make sure that we bring these industry experts together to share their insight and experience to the rest of the swine industry again, so we can do our best to prevent this lineage 1C from continuing to spread.
What do the changes in mycoplasma infection suggest in terms of efforts to eradicate disease And what is the significance of that? And how may that be applied to other infections?
It's really positive news with regards to Mycoplasma pneumoniae. This is a major respiratory pathogen in swine. And it really goes to show that the elimination programs that have been developed based on research data and really data-driven science have successfully made this progress over the last several years with regards to the not only the prevalence of mycoplasma in these herds, but the long-term success of eradication and elimination from the herd. And so I think it's very positive news, not only for mycoplasma, but for our ability to design programs for disease elimination and eradication.
What have been the highlights globally?
The Global Disease Report highlights included that pseudorabies was detected in Brazil over the last month for the first time in 20 years. Pseudorabies virus was detected in smallholder pig farm. It was an isolated case, and 46 animals were culled that were at the farm. They are currently in the process of doing traceback for 30 days for any pigs that were either that left that farm or that were delivered to that farm, to look at any other potential detection. At this point, it's an isolated case, and they have culled any of the animals that could have been exposed at that farm. They are unsure of the source, but it's concerning because their last outbreak was in 2003, where 27,000 pigs had to be culled. And pseudorabies, of course, is a disease that swine other areas of the world have struggled with, and China being one of those with regards to new pseudorabies strains emerging. Also, the U.S. had a successful pseudorabies eradication program where the commercial pigs in the U.S. Were officially eradicated from pseudorabies in 2004. And so, of course, this is a virus that we want to keep our eye on and make sure that we understand where it's being introduced and potentially spread around the world. Another aspect of the Global Disease Monitoring Report included that the UK announced that the vesicular disease cases that occurred last summer between June and September of 2022, DEFRA has now confirmed that that was indeed Seneca virus A. They initially announced that the vesicular disease cases had occurred and that they had ruled out foot and mouth disease virus, but now they have come out with an official report that they confirmed that those cases were Seneca virus A. The last highlight of the Global Disease Monitoring Report was that we did see a new case of ASF in Greece. This was the first case since 2020. The ASF virus was found in two dead wild boar near the border of North Macedonia and Bulgaria. And again, this is the first outbreak in wild boar since ASF was first detected in Greece in February of 2020. But in that case, it was detected in a backyard herd. So we continue to watch ASF and where this virus is also spreading and being detected, again, to do everything we can to reduce the risk of introduction into the U.S. and North America.
With regards to pseudorabies in Brazil, what concern might that raise for North America, especially the U.S., and why?
Yeah, pseudorabies is a virus that it's a herpes virus. So it's one that once a pig is exposed, essentially they have the virus for its lifetime. And so oftentimes you look for antibodies against the virus because you know if the pig has antibodies that the pig has been exposed to the virus and can potentially start shedding. So there's a concern with the long-term maintenance of that virus because of the type of virus it is. The other concern, of course, is that the U.S. Went through a long elimination program we were eradicated from PRV in commercial pigs in 2004. So officially eradicated from PRV in 2004. However, pseudorabies continues to be maintained in the feral swine population in the US, and that has also served as a continuous risk for reintroduction into the domestic herd. It's very difficult to eradicate diseases from feral or wild pigs. And so we've been able to successfully maintain a negative pseudorabies status in the US and our commercial pigs, despite the continuation of PRV in feral pigs. But what we see in Brazil is a single isolated case. Again, the concern is, could it have gotten into the feral pig population? And again, that increases the difficulty by which the virus can be eradicated. As of now, with Brazil, they've seen a single isolated case, and they've culled all the animals that were on that farm. And so the thought at this point is that it was an isolated case, and they won't continue to have issues. And we will continue to, of course, monitor that and report that anything that we see with regards to risk on our global monitoring report.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Any of our domestic or global disease monitoring reports can be found on the swinehealth.org website. And please feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions, and be sure to register for that webinar.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Megan Niederwörter, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.